Hey Jeff, I would love an answer to the question, how can I get my medical bills paid after an accident?
That's a great question, and one that almost all my clients ask me. Many of them are very concerned about how they're going to get all their medical bills paid after they've been injured. And some of that will depend on what kind of an accident it was. In Florida, if you were in an auto accident, you have auto insurance, then you'll have personal injury protection, or PIP, or PIP, some people call it. And that's $10,000 that's available to go towards your medical bills. There's also, if you're involved in a slip and fall or a trip and fall, or you're otherwise injured on somebody else's property, sometimes the property insurance company will have what's called MedPay coverage for $5,000 or $10,000, and that will go, that can also be used to go towards paying your medical bills. And then, of course, the standard way of getting bills paid is if you have your own health insurance, or if you have Medicare or Medicaid, that is also sometimes available to pay. But what happens if you have no auto insurance and you have no health insurance? Many doctors will treat you on what's called a letter of protection, or an LOP. And that means that they will give you whatever treatment you need. They'll tally up your bill. And when your case settles, they will get payment then. They will not expect any sort of payment as the case is going on while you're treating. But once your case resolves, either through a settlement or through a jury verdict, then that doctor will expect to be paid out of that. That has worked very well in the past, but there is now a new Florida statute that was enacted earlier this year that could have a great negative impact on treating with doctors under a letter of protection. What I mean by that is, let's say that you get hit in a car accident, you have no PIP, you have no health insurance, and, you know, God forbid, you need some sort of a surgery. Say you need a neck surgery or a back surgery. And so you have to go to a doctor who will do the surgery on a letter of protection. And let's say that the bill for that surgery is $100,000. Well, in the past, you could board that to a jury or let the insurance adjuster know that the bill is $100,000 and you could recover for that. But now with the new law that's been enacted in Florida, it's going to greatly limit what you're able to present to a jury. So you could take that same $100,000 bill and show it at trial, but the defense is going to be able to introduce evidence, even if you didn't have health insurance, of what health insurance would have paid. So on a $100,000 doctor bill, health insurance might only pay $10,000 of that. So the jury may say, okay, well, you had your surgery, and yeah, the doctor billed $100,000, but really health insurance would only pay $10,000, so that's all we're going to give you. Well, what happens to the $90,000 difference between what the doctor's charging and what health insurance would have paid? We don't know the answer to that yet, but that's why it's extremely important that you contact an experienced personal injury attorney who can guide you through the legal maze of how to get the best treatment and how to make sure that your medical bills are paid when your case is resolved.